From Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is Cap'n Haw on WGNPlus.com and CSN Chicago.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
Welcome back, Cap'n Haw, Comcast SportsNet, WGN Plus. He's David Haw, lead columnist for the Tribune. I'm David Kaplan. Space Jam, which was a classic movie.
Oh, yeah.
Would
you call it a classic?
Yeah, it was a classic movie.
Okay.
A lot of youth grew up loving that movie. And they're going to remake the movie with LeBron James having signed on to star in it.
That's cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It was a
Have
classic.
Have you seen Trainwreck yet?
No. I heard it was great.
I heard it was really
good. It was funny. Not great, maybe. I thought it was worth the money. You know, you talk about Space Jam, and the first movie came out way back when Michael Jordan did it. Did I ever tell you about the time in 2009 before Michael Jordan went into the Hall of Fame, the Tribune did this special section on every aspect of Jordan's life. And I did a couple things about his Olympic experience and some other aspects. I had the chapter or the section on his Space Jam experience. Mm-hmm. So I went out to L.A. and I spent the day with the director who did the Space Jam with Michael and everything, Joe Pitka, and talked to him about how much fun that was and what that went into that. He said Jordan hated that. He hated the actual
filming.
Yeah,
really.
The experience of filming. And I when we were talking about it during the break, I caught up the story, and he says, "Quote: Pitka says that Michael turned to me and said, 'I thought you said this would be expletive in close, fun.'" Pitka said. I said, "It should have been." He said, "So why isn't it?" I think he hated the whole experience, every aspect of it. Remember, in basketball, you're in total control of everything. In a movie, you're at the mercy of everybody, the director, cinematographer, and in this case, Bugs Bunny and a green screen.
How about that?
So I think that as much fun as that movie was in 1995, it was 95. That's when they did it.
Michael's acting wasn't stellar.
What would you expect?
LeBron, and I've seen the clips of Trainwreck. LeBron actually pulls it off.
LeBron is probably a better actor. Okay, is this going to start a debate in Chicago? LeBron's a better actor than Jordan.
No doubt about it.
You can love Michael, but LeBron is better. And it probably will be better in Space Jam 2. But Space Jam 1 was fun. And that was a fun story. You know that during those breaks, that was when he was coming back, right? That was the summer he had. The summer of 95, and they would play pickup games because Jordan was trying to get in shape that summer. And so they would go back, and he said that Rodman would show up and guys would show up, just Barkley would show up, and they would just play basketball in this gym that they had rented in L.A. to kind of – so Jordan could get in shape in between the doing the movie. And said those games were like, you know, you wanted to watch. The crew for the movie would just sit there and be like, you know, wow, it felt like they were watching NBA Finals. And Jordan was getting himself, you know, into shape because that was the beginning of his comeback.
Imagine if we could go back in time to be able to go to some of those things and just experience them.
Yeah, it said here it is. It says they called it the Jordan Dome. Warner Brothers, who did the movie, they built a temporary indoor gym. And so NBA stars such as Reggie Miller, Magic Johnson stopped by for pickup games. And Jordan worked out with Tim Grover, a buddy who was in here, you know, the Attack Athletics, mm-hmm. I believe. It was in that mini gym where Jordan committed to reshaping his body for basketball, laid the groundwork for the Bulls' 95-96 championship season, because that was the previous summer. He had just come back and struggled and wanted to really.
Yeah, they lost to Orlando in the playoffs.
Jordan would start filming at 9. He'd work until 1. Break 2 hours for lunch and a workout and end the day no later than 6. And that was when it would play. So and Pitka said it was like a playground up there, a big hangout. And that was, you know, when you look back to Michael Jordan's comeback, that was the summer. That was the big summer where he, you know, him and Bugs Bunny got it done.
How about that?
Way to go, Bugs.
I remember when Michael would be at IIT taking batting practice. Trying to get people are like, Michael Jordan's doing what? Yeah.
Batting practice at IIT. That had to be some ugly batting practice. Those are some ugly swings.
You know who worked?
Did he look
him?
A little like Frank Kaminsky taking bat? Didn't Jordan, when a tall, lanky basketball player swings a bat, looks awkward. Michael Jordan, to his credit, made some strides.
You know who worked
with
him on his
a little awkward.
Swing?
Who?
His coach was Bill Melton.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to criticize Melty there.
Melty was working with him on the swing.
Film cost, Space Jam cost $90 million to make.
How much did it bring in?
But it grossed $90.4 million in U.S. theaters and $230 million worldwide. Wow. $230 million worldwide.